My name is Brooklyn Singleton, and today I'll be interviewing Satara, an ESL student from Afghanistan. The purpose of this interview is to gain insight into the experience of ESL students here at TCC. So, first and foremost, how do you pronounce your last name?
Hello, my name is Satara Alizada.
Alizara?
Alizada,
Alizada. Yes. Okay, yeah. Beautiful. Okay. How old are you?
31.
Okay. Yes. And you're from Afghanistan, of course. What specific part of Afghanistan are you from?
I'm from Ghazni.
Ghazni?
Yes.
Okay. How was it there? Was it a bigger city? Was it small? How was it?
Not a big city. It's a small city, but so cold, so beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's my home country.
And, okay, what's your favorite food?
Especially my favorite food is rice.
Rice?
And meat.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I like rice too. Do you have a favorite movie? If not, it's okay. I get it. I love movies a lot, so I always like to ask people what their favorite movie is.
Seen lots of drama.
Uh-huh. That's my favorite genre.
Drama. And it's not matter which movie, just I really like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. And do you have any hobbies or like stuff that you're interested in?
Yes, my hobby when I have time, when I'm free, I go to the park with my kids. And I play with them. It is
how many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
Three? What's their ages?
My big daughter, my oldest one is Nargis.
Mm-hmm.
She's 9 years old.
Nine? Okay.
Yes. And my son, he is the middle, and he is 8 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, and my baby, her name is Ummul Banin. She is 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very nice, very nice.
Thank you.
So I want to get into some of your background here. First, let me make sure this is okay. It's a recording still. Okay, so can you tell me what life like was for you in Afghanistan? Starting from your childhood until before you moved to America. Just some insight on how it was. Like, what are some things you experienced? Did you like it? Just give me the insight of it.
Honestly, it was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice, especially when I was kids, you mm-hmm. know? After that, when I get married, my situation has changed a little bit
mm-hmm.
because when I married, I didn't have freedom like my daddy's house.
So, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because
so whenever
it's different.
So whenever you were married, you didn't have as much freedom? Did you have like a lot of restrictions, or what was that like?
After that, my life was so busy.
Uh huh.
Because I have three kids, and I couldn't go outside.
Okay.
I couldn't study, and because I had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
were your kids born in Afghanistan too?
Yes.
Okay. All of them?
Yeah, all of them. Okay. They're born in Afghanistan.
Nice. Okay. So, education in Afghanistan, like, was there any school? And if so, how was that?
That time I was not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. But right now, situations, especially for women,
Is it not good?
It is really bad.
Yeah, okay.
They cannot go out, they cannot study, they cannot work, nothing. It is really bad situations. All the Afghan women to get out from Afghanistan.
Course.
It's not education. I have six sisters.
Six sisters? Wow. Are you like the middle, the youngest, or like the oldest? Or
I'm the oldest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Six. You have any other siblings, or just all sisters?
Two brothers.
And two brothers. Okay. Wow. So, reeling it back to how it is now for women in Afghanistan when it comes to education. You said before you moved, it was fine. Like you could go to school when you were in Afghanistan.
Yeah. I could, because that time I could, and right now my sisters, they cannot.
They can't go to school?
They can.
How old are your, the ones, are they all six of your sisters trying to go to school, or like just maybe the younger ones?
The youngest one can go to school because she is... I think she's 12 years old.
She's 12?
Yeah,
okay.
She can. Four other ones, they cannot.
Okay.
Just they stay in the home, nothing.
Do they, like, cook and clean, or...?
Cook, clean.
Okay.
Yeah, it is, for me, it's really hard. You know, my daddy, he is so old.
Mm-hmm.
And... before my sisters, they work somewhere and they have job. Right now they don't do nothing. They stay in the home, and I work here.
Mm-hmm.
I send money for them. For me, it's hard because I have three kids here.
Yeah, I understand.
I should take care of my kids, not them.
Yeah,
but I send lots of money for them.
Do they like take care of your dad? Cause
only my daddy, he is working.
Okay.
Yeah, but not my sister, not my mom, just okay. My daddy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so before you moved to the U.S., how long did you live in Afghanistan?
I have been here in. The United States, almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I was Afghanistan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you lived in Afghanistan, was there any conflict? Like, I know the Taliban is pretty prominent there. Was there any war, any politics that caused conflict whenever you lived there? Or was it just all peaceful?
I'm sorry, really, I don't understand your question.
Oh, no, it's okay. So, yeah. Whenever you lived in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
was there any war at all?
Yes, was a lot. A lot. Many bombs came, and many times I saw, I saw many people injured mm-hmm. in the street, many war.
There was a lot of war. Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of war.
And you experienced that firsthand? Like, did you... I'm trying to figure out how to frame this question. Has the war affected you whenever you lived in Afghanistan? Like, did you, like, see all the destruction, like, firsthand?
Yeah, when we're scared.
Okay.
I thought I'm not safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you know that you wanted to come to the U.S.?
You said how I knew I come to here?
Yeah. So when did you decide to come to the U.S.?
Oh, it's an interesting story. When Taliban first time came to in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
They came to our house in night time.
Mm-hmm.
They fired a lot with my husband. They wanted to kill my husband because we work with government.
Because you work with the government?
Yeah.
Okay.
That time was, I think it was nine. It was the night, I don't remember exactly. I don't know, it was 8 or 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That time we leave our house.
So that's when you left?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, we left.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Interesting. But I came with my oldest child. After 1 year, my husband with two other my kids came to the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 year we were separate.
1 year you were separated from your husband?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really missed my kids.
Okay. So reeling it back, we're going to talk about your experience at TCC. So,
okay.
So do you like it here? How has your experience been?
I think it's good. The first time, before I came to TCC, I worked at a restaurant.
At a restaurant?
Yeah.
Ooh, which restaurant?
Golden Saddle Cafe.
Oh, a cafe?
Yeah.
Were you a waitress?
I was a chef there.
Oh, a chef. Okay.
Yeah, because he was from my country. And when we talk, he understand me and he told me do that, do this.
He's also from Afghanistan.
He's not from my country, but we talk to the same language. He's from Iran, but Iran and Afghanistan, they have the same language.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
And first time I came to the class, that time I got five classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to do my homework, what should I do in the class. The first time was so
I understand. It's because everything was in English and you didn't really understand.
Yeah, after 10 years, I come back to school.
Yeah, and yeah. Okay. I get
was
that.
And when teacher said, I didn't know what he said, what she said. Just I recorded and I went back home and I listened many times. I know what's going on.
Okay.
But now here is better. Yeah.
So what is your major? What are you studying at TCC?
I'm studying ESL. Language writing, grammar, listening, and reading, speaking. Yeah.
What's your favorite class here?
My favorite class here is grammar.
Grammar?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You said it's easy?
Yes.
Okay.
Writing is so hard for me.
Writing is harder for you?
Yes.
Okay. Even I can't even do grammar. OMG. So, after TCC, where do you want to go? Do you want to continue going to school? What are your plans for after TCC?
If I can pass the TOEFL test, I want to go to college.
You want to go to college?
Yes.
You know which college you want to go to yet?
TCC. Maybe TCC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
TCC college, yeah.
And then,
I hope I can. I'm not sure right now, really.
That's good. So what are you passionate about? What is something you are really, really interested in? And this doesn't really have to be necessarily about school. It could be about anything. But what are you passionate about? What do you really, really like? And it could be any topic at all. Any topic.
When I write my story in the past, when I write my story, when I write the topic about my story in the past.
So you like to write?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I also love writing. Where did your passion stem from? Like, when did you know that writing was something that you really liked to do? Like, in Afghanistan, did you write a lot, or was it only whenever you came to the U.S.?
In Afghanistan? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but especially I don't really like to write English in my language. Really, I like.
So you like writing in your language?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's really interesting. What are some of your goals in life? It doesn't have to be necessarily after TCC or in TCC. Just what are your goals? What do you want to achieve?
I hope one day I become a nurse.
A nurse?
Yes.
Okay. That's so nice. Why a nurse? Is it because you want to help other people or...
Yes, I really like to talk to people and meet new people. Yeah.
Okay, so you like being helpful. That's good.
Yes, I really like to help people and talk to them. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So, with learning English, when did you start learning English? Was it as soon as you came to the U.S. or whenever you enrolled in TCC?
In my country, I studied at school.
Oh, you studied English in Afghanistan?
Yeah, a little bit. But when I came to the U.S., first time I studied here in TCC.
Okay.
Yeah.
So has it been, like, easy or, like, hard to study English? I know you said grammar was easy, but, like, everything else, like, how is that?
First time was hard because when teacher talk, I didn't...
You didn't understand.
Yeah, I didn't understand him. After that, it's going easy.
Okay, so it got easier as time went on. Okay, yes. That's good. So what do you think the hardest thing with learning English, like, what topic, like, is the hardest to learn? It could be like speaking or writing or anything like that.
I think writing.
Writing?
Writing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to learn English? Was it, did you have to learn it in Afghanistan or did you make the choice to start learning English?
When I worked restaurant that time, I decided to go to school because I thought if I worked at restaurant all my life, I cannot.
Like you would have to know English to work.
Yeah, it was so hard and dirty job because I decided to come to class and study English, maybe.
Okay.
In the future, I find a better job. Yeah.
Okay. So, while we're on the topic of English and TCC, how important is education to you? Like, do you really value education? And if so, why? Or why not?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, no, you're good. I'll explain. So, education.
Yeah.
Is it important to you?
Yes.
Okay, and then why?
Oh, it because I'm really curious about my kids' education. Because I know English, then I check them their homework, what they do at school, and education is important for myself. Maybe I can find a better job in the future. And education is important.
So are your kids also learning English? Or
they are English.
They know English?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't have any problem with
English. Okay. Do they like grow up in the U.S.?
Yeah. For 4 years. Yeah.
They, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then, okay. Which subject, so like reading or math or writing, which one is your favorite?
When I am listening,
Listening?
Yeah, sometimes okay. I hear delivery outside when I turn on my radio.
Your radio?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So do you like music or like...
I listen to politics.
Me too. I love politics. I love that too. Do you like podcasts? That's basically where people just talk and you listen to them.
Yeah, but I didn't try podcasts. Yeah, I didn't try. Yeah.
I love politics. I love politics. Okay, so what was the biggest culture shock? Like, whenever you moved to America, what was something you were like, oh my gosh, like, they do that here? Like what shocked you whenever you moved here?
Interesting. That first time I came here, I went to my friend's house, and she made for me iced tea.
She made you what?
Iced tea.
Iced tea?
Yes.
Okay.
And we don't have in our country, we don't have iced tea.
Oh, do you have, like, hot tea?
Yeah,
it's not hot
tea.
Oh, so it's not iced? You're probably like, what is this?
First time I tried it.
Did you like it though?
No, it's fine.
Okay, I get it. I'm not a big tea fan either.
I thought she didn't understand. Maybe.
Yeah, iced tea is that's a American staple. So would you say the biggest thing that shocked you was how different like the food was and like the drinks, or like how food and drinks were served?
The food, I like American food. I know a lot of American food.
Do you have a favorite? Like a favorite American food?
Oh, just my favorite and my husband's favorite. We know in America, we eat it, omelette.
Omelette?
Yeah, omelette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just that.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese, we don't have mac and cheese in our country.
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I love mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So good. So, what are some things you like about the U.S.? Your favorite things about living here?
Everything.
If any. You said everything?
Yes.
Okay.
I really like because when I was in my country, I couldn't drive. I didn't have any car. I was in the house when I moved to the United States.
It's like, right, yeah, like, you have freedom. Like, you can do whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So, do you have any dislikes about living in the U.S.? It's okay if you don't have any.
Just that we pay a lot for government. It's the... hard part. I think we pay for insurance. We pay a lot of bill. In my country, we don't
have
like
that. That is understandable. So you would say like taxes or like...
Yeah, tax and for electronic, for rent, for Wi-Fi.
Everything is expensive.
For insurance, for different insurance.
Yeah.
It's hard, really. And, the government did not help. Somebody has the kids and somebody has a refugee. The government is not enough helping them, like pay the rent or something. It's not helping them,
okay.
Right now, really, if somebody helped me, really I need, because I want to continue my education.
Yeah, and help your kids as well.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
But right now I nobody helped me. Really, it's hard for me. I came to the class after I go to work, and it's not nobody support me. It's hard.
Do you just wish you had more support?
And I need right now. I think, because if I not come to anymore in the class, if I leave to TCC, I think I never come back. Right now, it's hard.
So you just wish there was more support for you in America?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's... Okay. So, education in Afghanistan versus in America, which one do you think is better? Well, for you, which one was better?
In Afghanistan, teacher teach a lot. Mm-hmm. In America, lots of homework.
Lots of homework? I understand that. There is a lot of homework.
Yes, lots of homework.
Did you guys not have homework in Afghanistan?
We have, but not like...
But not as like much as in...
Not
yeah.
as much as here.
Yeah, okay. That's understandable. So, let's see. So you said that you like politics.
Yes.
In Afghanistan, how... I'm trying to figure out how to frame this question. How were the politics there? Like, was there a lot of conflict? I know you mentioned that there was war a lot of the time. Was that because of the Taliban regime?
Yes.
And they tried to occupy your oh my gosh, where you lived?
Ghazni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they try to take that over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's where all the war came from?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, when you lived in Afghanistan, did you have free speech or did you have to watch what you say because of the Taliban?
Free speech?
Could you talk about politics or...
Yeah.
You could in Afghanistan?
No.
No?
I
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. Mm.
And then I have one more question. Would you ever want to return to Afghanistan? Or do you only want to live in the U.S. now?
If they sent me in Afghanistan, I think I cannot live.
No.
Maybe I'm dying.
Okay.
Because when I came to here, my idea is big changes.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the freedom. Well, women, anything they want, they can here.
Yeah.
In my country, woman is just a housewife.
Oh, so they have to do like a lot of the cooking and cleaning.
Yeah,
they
just
can't like
that.
Okay.
And the man is not respect to the woman.
Yeah.
The big problem.
Okay.
Yeah. When they sent me in Afghanistan, all the time I'm thinking, I cannot live.
So, in Afghanistan, women aren't allowed to get an education now? Like,
yeah,
they can only,
they
like, stay in the house and
yeah,
take care of... Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, let's see. I think we hit every topic. Let me see. Oh, we're at 27 minutes. Good. All right, well... Thank you so much. Do you have any questions for me?
Thank you so much.
Oh, of course.
Nice
no problem.
To
nice to meet you. Okay.